Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm afraid I have some bad news for you.
It's the Dwyer and Michaels Morning Show.
Good morning.
Wrong again.
I am not a morning person.
I hate mornings.
Wake up, sleepyhead.
Up and out.
I'm not awake right now.
You better wake up.
Or you'll be late for work.
Get him moving. You'll be late.
I don't want to go to work today.
Yeah, I don't want to go to work.
Well, somebody bloody has to.
Okay, fine. Fine.
I'm running late. I only have time for coffee.
Let's get coffee. A big double shot for you. Keep you up all day.
You've got a show to put on in case you didn't notice.
Dwyer and Michaels in the morning.
You are going to love this.
Am I?
Am I?
Really?
Sure about that?
99% sure.
Okay, if you say so.
Let's get to it.
Showtime. You're home for Dwyer and Michaels in the morning. And the best classic rock.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
Def Leppard, man.
We're rocking it. Maybe you didn't hear us right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kick your ass, man.
Dwyer and Michael's
isn't
here.
Isn't that right, Greggy?
Also rocking yeah. it. Yeah.
Yeah. What a bunch of dillweeds we are. 5:37, good morning.
Welcome to the Dillweed Radio Hour.
It's Monday morning with Dwyer Michaels. Listen to this. I'm still all snorky. Can you hear that?
Well, you've breathed in that river water, man. You're going to be like that for a year.
I was 3 for 3 last night.
Nice.
You guys missed it. I mean, three. Yeah, I made it. We got pinned, but that ain't my fault.
What does pinned mean?
They pull the pin and then releases the ropes.
And everybody just sort of goes real slow and then just sinks down?
That's it.
Man, that ain't cool.
Well, because it's a safety thing.
What's your problem, man?
It's a new act. We've never done it before. I don't think we've ever made it, actually. No, wait. Yes, we did in practice. So last night was the first night that we that we put it in the show. So you got, this is on water skis, right? You've got a boat pulling a pyramid of three. So three guys on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
each got a girl on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So then you build it, right? 3, 2, 1.
Right.
And attached to those guys is another pyramid of 3, 2, 1.
Behind or next to?
Behind.
Okay.
Next to we do all day long. But so I'm back left side. We call that water side. Shore side is your right, mm-hmm. water side your left. So the first pyramid goes, and they got to hit it hot. And then yank my fat ass and everybody next to me off.
So what are you connected to?
Their backs. Yeah.
Holy crap.
And if it's not lined up perfectly, it's a train wreck. So what happened was.
How far are you saying the back pyramid is from the front pyramid?
75 feet.
Oh, so it's not like you have a chance of hitting skis together. I'm thinking, you know, you're like. You're arm's length apart.
No, not in front. Next to us, we are.
No, right, okay. But the two pyramids are 75 feet
following
apart.
Following each other by okay. 75 feet.
So it's the first one, they pull. And then the second one. Well, we were a little bit cockeyed. So the boat's not pulling 100% straight as an arrow. So he was a little bit aiming to the right, I think. Which would make it shorter. Yeah, to the right. So my side, the far left, the guy in front of me, when he takes the hit off of me, he goes, he spun around and we were up. But he slips out. That takes out the guy to the right of him. And then they just yank it at that point. Cause all those ropes in the water.
And you don't, once the guy in front of you is down,
I'm attached. It's one fall, all fall.
You're attached to him. So he's got like a weightlifter's belt with a loop on the back of it.
Yep.
Why don't they attach you guys also to the boat?
I'm attached to him.
I don't know crap.
I've thought about that, but then you'd have a 200-foot rope because that defeats the purpose. It's a tandem.
And the reason you follow so far behind is the boat has to get back up to speed after they pull the first pyramid, right?
Yeah.
So they pull those guys in the water.
Yep.
Then they're trying to get the boat back up to speed so it has enough pulling power.
I'm not sure how he does it. You know, the driver, it's a fraction of an inch between ripping your shoulders out and come on, let's go!
Right.
And the three guys at the base of the first pyramid, how does their back feel at the end of the day?
Who cares?
Yeah.
It's not you.
Right? That's right. I think it's not too bad because it's right on your waist. And they've tried different ways of doing it. They used to have one that was like a shoulder type thing. Well, that didn't work. They go flying backwards. So you got to keep it your center down here.
I can't imagine the kind of base that you have to try to, the kind of like, you have to set yourself in a certain way.
Now there's a girl on your shoulders too, don't forget.
Yeah, so you're being pulled, your arms, your upper half is, well, you're, I guess you're lower, but anyway, your upper arm's being pulled by the boat, person on top of you, and then in a second, you're going to have a giant pull behind you.
Yep.
But once you get going, does it like is, do they?
Yeah, even... once it, you got two hits. So it's the first one, and then you know, and I haven't been in the front, so I don't know what that feels like, but you know it's about to hit any second. And that'll kill you too if it's in your head.
Yeah.
You know, with the anticipation, you'd get all tensed up. But the girls, they've got ropes too in their hands. So that's fun.
And those are the first on both pier. Well, because they need it for support. They need it for support.
Yep.
And balance.
Yep.
That's crazy, man.
So
that's crazy.
Like, it's a fight the whole time. Like, get the rope out of my face. I can't see. Oh, sorry. Pull it off to the side.
In the water we go.
But other than that, 3 for 3.
That's,
I'm counting it, ain't me. Those suckholes got to get better.
That'll sound great in the meeting.
Shh, they're not listening now. Everybody's asleep. I hope. Jesus. 5:43. We'll be back.